Idaho Governor Little has issued a proclamation designating today Indigenous Peoples Day. The proclamation was read at the state capitol building earlier.
The significance and the relationship of that letter and how it relates to Indigenous Peoples Day is that the governor has acknowledged that we exist in the community and that our contributions are important and valuable and valid.
Ty Simpson is a social change advocate with Idaho Coalition Against Sexual and Domestic Violence. She was among those who represented Indigenous people during the Idaho gathering. Several Idaho Republican lawmakers have taken issue with Boise State University's programs dedicated to diversity and inclusion, including a Native American organization. Simpson says Native Americans are not historical figures. They thrive across the state and not in stereotypical ways. And she says these communities have persevered through forced displacement and a number of attacks over centuries.
All of these things have taken place over the course of 400 years. We're just getting loud, and our fight is getting louder, and our work as activists and organizers is becoming more focused on asserting our sovereignty and celebrating ourselves as we stand now.
The communities of Boise and Moscow, Idaho, recognize Indigenous Peoples Day, and Idaho State University is also hosting its first celebration of the day this year. Nationwide, 8 states and more than 100 cities have also made the change. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.